This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this... Whoa, what day is this? Let me see. Today is the 10th, right? 10th day of October 2024, and tonight our... Well, our dependable, our very dependable, very dedicated producer is Dial.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
All righty. Okay. Anyhow, we have also with us tonight Brian Grunewald. Are you brought there with us, Brian?
I am.
All righty. Hang in there. Okay. We're going to start out tonight because we have a prayer request already here. And this is, Judy is asking we pray for Jim, who had a heart attack and he's in the hospital. I know a Jim and Judy. I didn't get a last name, but it may be those. And I do know that Jim has been having heart problems, so it's probably the people I know. But let's pray. Let's hold them up now. All you folks out there listening to us, you know the drill. Remember, God shows mercy to those that show mercy, and prayer is very, very important. Believe me how important prayer is, okay? I know. I'm sure I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for so many folks out there praying for me in times of trouble. And so let's hold him up. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold up Jim and Judy too. Lord, if it's the Jim and Judy that I know, I know they're both saved, and I know that they've been both dedicated Christians. If it's not the Jim and Judy that I know, then, Lord, my first prayer would be for both of them, for their salvation, Lord God. And then we know that once they receive that special gift, then they're open to other blessings. And we would ask that you would intercede here. I know he's going to have to, he had a heart attack, and he's going to have open heart surgery, and so we just would ask, Father God, Lord, that you be there. You guide the surgeon's hands, Lord God, from beginning to end. And, Father God, you be a protector, a provider, a comforter, Lord, to both of them. And now, during and after the procedure. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty. And so, Brian, we're going to get into the Bible study. We're still waiting on James Franklin, as he's going to be joining us tonight.
Yes, I hope he did. I gave him the number and said 2 minutes after, and he's Eastern time, so it'll be 2 minutes after 10.
Yeah, I left him a message also, and so...
Oh, good.
Anyhow, let's get into the Bible study. The title of the message was, If the Bema Seat Judgment Were Held Today, How Would You Fare? And we've been going all through Scripture on that. We started out there in Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, and went to Romans chapter 12 and 1 Timothy 2. And tonight we're in 2 Corinthians 5, just two verses, 5 and 9. And we read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And so here, when it says we labor together, we are to be in the will of God, and we are to be pleasing. And in fact, that word actually, when it says that we may be accepted, that there's a word there, it's the same as the word we use, ambitious, believe it or not. It may sound strange, but here again, wherefore we labor that we, whether present or absent, we may be accepted. Okay. And of course, our aim is to, make it well pleasing to the Lord, for we must all appear before the judgment. Now, that's the Bema Seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, here again, the Bema Seat judgment is a judgment for believers, for rewards or loss of rewards. And now I want to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9 through 17. For we are laborers together with God, for you are God's husbandry, you are God's building. Now, it's an interesting thing because we are laborers together with God. But now, God, the Trinity, is laborers together. We see the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We see the Father giving the marching orders. The Son carries them out, and the Holy Ghost provides the power from Genesis to Revelation. And he uses us that we labor. God uses us to fulfill his will. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wide master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for no other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So he's saying here that Christ is the only foundation that our salvation can rest upon. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. So now, here the question is, how much are you willing to sacrifice for the cause of Christ? This is what he's referring to. Your works, are they made of gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, or stubble? Now, he's talking about, as he says in the next verses here, for every man's work shall be made manifest in a day, for he shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Now, here, Those are referring to the purifying fires of the of Christ's judgment seat. But when you take gold, hay, and stubble style and brine, or you take gold, silver, and precious stones, rather, and you put them under the fire, what happens? What's the result?
Well,
are you fellows there?
They last, right?
Well, they get purified. Under the fire, they purify gold seven times. It gets purified. It becomes, its value increases. It's worth as much more. So whether it's gold, silver, or precious diamonds. Now, if you take wood, hay, and stubble and you put it under the fire, what happens to it?
It burns up.
Right. And so it doesn't have any value at all, does it?
Right.
And that's why he's talking about the value of your works here. Every works, man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Brian, you could just, if you have a question or comment, you can just jump in there.
Oh, thank you. No, I'm just listening. That's a good analogy that I just heard.
Yeah. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet as so by fire. So in other words, he's telling you can't lose your salvation. You're not going to lose your salvation. You can't do that. But your crowns and glory, you can lose. In other words, you'll have all of eternity. Like, you know, you can go in to eternity as a private E1 or a 4-star general, depending on what you do in this body, in this world, for the cause of Christ. He said, you know not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, he's talking about things. How would weigh some ways that people would destroy the temple of God? Or, let's just say maybe desecrate the temple of God, your bodies. What about tattoos?
Drugs and alcohol.
Right. Drugs, alcohol, that's defiling it. What about fornication and adultery? Yeah.
All this mutilation and trans surgeries.
Boy, that would be, you're not kidding about that. That would be a...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And so those are ways to defile the temple of God. I want to go now over to 2 Corinthians, or 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And we read this. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So here, Paul, does it sound like to you that Paul absolutely has no doubts at all that he is soon going to receive his reward and glory? He says, the point is, if those professing believers really, really understand the blessings that God wants them to receive, then they really would love him with all their hearts. So, in other words, today, people seem to be losing their love of God, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And so, it's like, you know, and the Lord says, am I a God that's far off, you know, that's blind, that can't hear? No, I'm right here. And so, he goes on when he says, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. If those, do you know what a neo-evangelical is? The neo, that word means new. The new evangelicals, they're kind of, let's say, Christian light, real light, you know? I'm talking about your country club Christians. Those that, they relate their Christianity with, let's say, the buildings or who they know, you see the mega church mindset out there today.
I think they're on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, well, I've talked to several of them, and they attend the mega churches to make business contacts.
Oh yeah,
and they really think that's something that God wants them to do. And anyhow. But neo-evangelicals, you never see them do the hard things, right? We're talking about, your works, whether they're of gold, silver, and precious stones. You would never see them out there on the streets trying to save babies out in front of those abortion mills. You would never see them ever getting arrested for being obedient to God.
I think it also has to do with greed on their part.
Well, yeah, it's got a lot to do, you're talking about that's the prosperity church.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the love of money is the root of what? All kinds of evil, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about the more those neo-evangelicals, the symbolism over substance. For example, one time I was sitting in a McDonald's, and there was another fellow in there who's also very well known. He's been on the radio for a long time and very well known. And I was over there just eating my McDonald's sandwich, and these young couple comes over and they said, "You're Pastor Sanders," and they introduced themselves, and they wanted me to go over. And first of all, they wanted me to know that they knew this other fella over there, that they were like name droppers and wanted to know if I would wanted to go over, and they wanted to introduce me to the other fella. Well, I didn't tell them, I already knew him, but it's like the name droppers, and like they're associating who they are with the people they know or the church they attend. I remember hearing a fellow talking about how bragging at his church that they had, not only did they have a bookstore in it, a restaurant in it, and they also had a movie theater and a 9-hole golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's another one I know that's got Olympic-sized pool, and they like to talk about this. That's not quite what church is all about, is it?
No.
I mean, you don't go to church to play golf or to swim, right? Or even go there to sit in a restaurant. The idea is, the Bible says to make sure your feet find the path to the house of the Lord, and make sure you don't, you know, that you not forsake any assembling of yourself into the house of the Lord. But it's not supposed to be a house, a den of thieves, is it, where the money changers are, is it?
Whoa, no.
Okay, so, I mean, it's, again, when I'm talking about neo-evangelicals, they seem to be nice people, but they're caught up with symbolism over substance. They're not really real, okay? They're not. So when it would come to the hard things, when it come down to when it's going to cost you, like when the government tells you you're going to close the church, you're not going to have any services today, while they're allowing abortion mills to be open and drugs, you know, stores where they sell whiskey, liquor, and marijuana, but like they're in the state of Michigan, where they have a witch as a governor, and she wanted to close the churches down, but leave the abortion mills and everything open. So real Christians, you know, will say, no, we're going to obey God and not man. That's what we're going to do. And the pastors I know in the churches, they said, no, we're going to stay open. We're not going to do this wearing these masks in the church. We're not going to do this, you know, standing 6 feet apart and social and all of this stuff. We're going to obey God rather than men. And that's what we did. We never closed our church for 1 minute. And we let them know very clearly we weren't going to, okay? And so I want to go now.
Did you get any grief for doing that from the powers who be?
Actually, no. It was just the opposite, because the powers to be knew what I was doing. And so the very first person that showed up in church besides me that in the morning was what happened to be, I'm having one of my senior moments. He's an officer of the court. He's from the court, but he's not a regular sheriff's deputy. You know what, I'm trying to think of the word. And he's like a special officer of the court. And
mm-hmm.
And I know the fellow, and he was the first one to show up. And I said, what are you doing here this early? He says, I know you're not going to comply with the government, what the governor has said, so I'm just here to make sure. Constable, that's what I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah.
He's a constable, and he actually has jurisdiction over the entire state of Ohio and different courts. And anyhow, he said, I knew you were not going to comply with the governor's order, so I'm here to make sure nobody gives you any trouble. And I was glad to have him. So,
yeah, my goodness.
The Lord sometimes will bless you if you got the courage to do the right thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think there's a lot of people who are afraid of you, and for good reason, yeah.
I don't know about... the reason to be to glorify the good Lord, because the Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not going to... And no place has our Lord been more dishonored than from the pulpits with prissy preachers. They're the ones that's supposed to be bold and courageous, and because they represent the Lord. But so many of them would rather be comfortable. But anyhow, we'll be back right after this.
Through faith in God, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed with inalienable rights of life and precious liberty, the pursuit of happiness. On these we now take aim and set our sights. Like sleeping watchmen on the wall, we have failed to heed the signs of usurping foreign powers within our land. Letting fraud, deceit, and usury be the curse of these hard times. Now won't you heed this wake-up call and lend a hand and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution today. In the spirit of our ancestors who refused to live in chains, we now must cast our eyes on liberty's light. For the blood spilled by our forefathers still flows within our veins, and we shall not live as slaves without a fight. Like soldiers, we must stand and face this enemy within, and do what we must do to seize the time. For in order to defend and exercise our liberties, We now must place our liberty on the line and be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution today. Be a part of the solution and restore our Constitution. Play your part in reclaiming our nation. Join the Second American Revolution.
Rout all those traitors right out of our system.
Second American Revolution today.
Amen to that. Alrighty. And we have tonight here with us Brian Grunwald. Brian, it looks like James didn't show up, so do you want to tell us why you're here?
Oh, yes, yes. For the benefit of the listeners, I'll give you the synopsis of what has transpired. I contacted Pastor Sanders about a recent discovery of rare earth elements by my longtime business associate, James Franklin. And I asked Pastor Sanders to help make President Trump aware of this discovery because it can be an additional domestic source for rare earth elements, and I sent him informational material in that regard. and then Pastor Sanders invited us to come on his show and talk about the significance of the of this discovery, and that would, to me, that would be for the defense of our country and actually the survival of our country. And our immediate goal is for President Trump to work directly with James Franklin if or when Trump wins in November, and God willing, I think he will. Then the stage is set for development of the discovery area when he takes office in January. And there are, just to acquaint you with the inextricable connection between rare earth elements and the survival of our country, the importance of that connection just can't be overstated. Just by way of information, there currently is only one domestic rare earth elements mine in the United States, and it's called the Mountain Pass Mine in San Bernardino, California, on the border between California and Nevada. And China controls upwards of 90% of all rare earth elements, and they said they will no longer provide rare earth elements to the United States. And rare earth elements are crucial to the advanced weapons technology, and we just have one, and this one would be the second one, and
I thought that lithium was a rare earth mineral. Apparently it was not.
The rare earth elements are heavy, and lithium isn't that heavy, but I can check on that. We're talking about things like rhodium, rubidium. They are heavy. And now, President Trump's plan is to institute a huge oil drilling program and use some of the revenues from the sale of oil to really build up our military and also pay down our, what is it, $35 trillion national debt. And Trump, I always listen to what Trump says, because he may say something that it doesn't sound much, but for instance, he said, and I'm quoting here, the Iron Dome of Iron Domes will be U.S. Well, that says a lot. And Trump, it means Trump plans to build this Iron Dome. And my background is physics, but without getting into transonic missiles and hyperdimensional physics, I'll just say it will require more rare earth elements. And these being so crucial to advanced weapons technology, they will be able to knock down transonic missiles. It's just the way it is. But that's the situation that we are in. And your idea of getting us on the air is a very good one, because it will now. I know you have. You have a lot of political contacts, which is why I reached out to you. But it's imperative that we find some people who have an ear, have Trump's ear.
Let me ask you: Did James Franklin discover a large block? Well, I know you said he found a big dolomite block that's filled with oil. Did he find what looks like deposits of rare earth minerals?
Yes, and he did it. And this is just recent, Lee. You know what an MRI is, of course.
Yeah,
it's a medical term, and it will locate things in your body, and it does it through the use of physics. And it was recently made available to industry, and what they've done is using nuclear magnetic resonance imaging satellite technology. Yes, they were trying to establish the metrics of the of this large dolomite block, and it did that. It did that. It told the dolomite block was filled with oil. It told where it started, what depth it stopped. It also shows natural gas at about, I think, 12,000. And then it showed liquid natural gas even below that. And that's how good it is. But the one thing that it also showed, that was a total surprise. It showed that a whole bunch of gold, but the even bigger surprise was it showed rare earth elements. And it was quite an accident. And, we didn't ask for this, but we got it. And that's why I want to Trump is very busy right now, obviously. He's going to be in California tomorrow and out around Indio, and he's just working the make sure he gets reelected. So the only thing that I'm trying to do, and I talked this over with James Franklin, is get Trump to be aware of this second domestic source of rare earth elements, and to establish communications with James Franklin to do the prep work, and because it will require some work, but it without it, China is not our friend.
No. Well, getting to Trump right now, like you said, would be pretty much impossible. But what happens, we have a lot of people here that listen to this radio program and your story, they will make, call their congressman. And they call, did you hear about this? Or some state, even the governor's office, and say, did you hear about this? And folks out there, feel free to do this. And then, in fact, why don't we, for people that want to do that, let's give them a phone number where because some of them are going to, some of the congressmen, whatever, they're going to want to look into this. They're going to want to talk, and you probably go through about 5 or 10 steps before you actually talk to the president, if that would be possible. But do you want to give a phone number where folks, or an email, or where people can contact you, the people out there listening?
Yes, they can contact me. I'm computer illiterate. Now I can I can't do spreadsheets and flowcharts, but I can take you to the stars. But if you remember Diana of Arizona, and she's partly involved in this program, and her email is Diana L. Springs. There's an L in there. Diana L. Springs at gmail.com, and she will get to me, and okay. The email is the best, because that's fast. And if they are saying, well, I really need information, I'd like information, I can provide that to them, the same as I provided you with two sets of information on all of this. So, yeah, that would be the best way to get in touch with me. Now, they can call me at 619-440-6328.
Okay, that makes it a lot easier if there's a phone number just to call. Okay, and that again is Brian Grunwald at 619-440-6328. You're going to need, like you're saying, things are happening very rapidly out there. We're, you know, with Trump gets back in, you know, Trump was very big on SpaceX. And
I know it.
And that takes, that does take a lot of these rare earth minerals.
That's the thing, yes. And here he wants to do this, Iron Dome thing, and of course, I know what he's doing there, and I know how much it's going to cost, and it is important, because both China and Russia and we also have that we may be a little bit behind in the transonic missile development, because it goes like 5 times the speed of sound without a sonic boom.
The Biden regime has just about destroyed our military.
Yeah, and as a veteran, I have no patience for him. He's and people don't use the word treason, and they should.
Absolutely, that's exactly what it is. Treason. You're right.
And I know the one of my favorite sayings is one that I came up with, and it's without a democratically founded, adhered to, and enforced constitution, there's only tyranny and genocide. Right now, we're at the tyranny stage, you see, and it's because of the nature of people. Yeah, it's getting bad.
Well, you can add some genocide on that. We've killed over 160 million of our own babies, when Biden was given his order by the Chinese to make sure you keep those borders open, Biden, make sure that you keep the fentanyl coming in, Biden. Make sure that you keep the children coming in to satisfy the desire of the Democratic Communist elite. for their pedophilia. Pedophilia is just it's flush within a Democratic Party elite, and so they have that appetite it's real wickedness. I mean, just absolute total wickedness. So, you know, when you have, that is genocide, when you have 100,000 people dying 1 year of just of fentanyl alone. And then we have 2 million, I mean 200,000 children have been found dead. They're dead.
Yeah, that too. The best thing that we have going with pregnant women is to show them their baby. And that's what they're really having success with. Once they see that, then most of them decide to keep their baby.
Yeah, but there's a coldness out there today. And the Bible says in the end times that people's hearts will turn cold, and they have. I remember being out preaching out in front of an abortion mill, and I had another pastor. He was an older fellow at the time. He wasn't used to going out there. He wasn't used to being, you know, out there. You don't get respected. You get disrespected.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this young woman saying to him, "What the blankety blankety business of yours? What I do with my, you know?" And then she said, "I've already had 6 abortions. I've killed 6 babies, and I'm here today to kill another. It's my right." This woman was a young woman. On the outside, she was very pretty, and the inside, she was dirty. I mean, ugly, ugly. And unfortunately, that's the mindset that's being, this feminism is right from the pit of hell. Is right from the pit of hell.
Oh, yeah, my God, it is. And you're talking about the other thing, the voting that's coming up, it is, and I'd like to make a plea to the listeners of this show that it's imperative that your audience vote immediately so that the ballot harvesters of Charlie Kirk's Turning Point Action people can concentrate on those who have not yet voted but are registered. And my plea to those who aren't registered, get registered now and vote now.
Here in Ohio, I know that the early voting is big, and I know usually it's just the communists that go out early voting, but now a lot of the Republicans...
We're in on it, and that's good.
So that's very, very good.
Sometimes
there are people like myself, I don't go to vote alone. I usually end up taking a bunch of people with me. A lot of folks are, they don't have cars, or they're... shut in, so I don't go to vote alone, and so I have to pick a day when we can all go together. And usually that's the voting day itself, where they get off from work or whatever. But but the main thing is to go vote. Vote early if you can, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then that's why I mentioned, I do listen to Charlie Kirk late at night. We get him here, and what he's doing is a very good thing, and it actually allows them to, when you vote, then they won't be going after you anymore. They'll go after those who have still not voted, who are registered, and that's a good thing. And I think we're going to win it, and we have to, because I don't think we can take the communist left, because the other side, the Marxists, they're trying to win by, of course, fraudulent means, because they know they can't beat Trump in an honest election.
Joe Stalin said, "It's not who votes that counts; it's who counts the votes that matters."
Yeah, I know.
And so,
and there,
everywhere,
there is another saying: you can vote communism in, but you'll have to shoot your way out.
Yeah.
And that's
Democrats panic. after Georgia Election Board subpoenas all 2020 election records from the Fulton County. Liz Harrington weighs in. So here, again, now, the Georgia State Election Board is working overtime in an attempt to investigate the controversial 2020 election and to clean up the future elections in the state. You know, Georgia's the one where you saw them, once the Republicans all left, they locked the doors and pull all the fraudulent ballots out from underneath the tables.
Oh, yeah.
So, here, however, officials in Fulton County continue to refuse to work with State Election Board. But that may soon change. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 to subpoena all the election records from Fulton County during the 2020 election. This will not turn out well for Fulton County. And so here, this is all stemming from the huge historic case SEB 2023/025 that would, without a doubt, proved that the election results were fabricated in 2020 during the second machinery count. The Secretary of State in cahoots with Fulton. Oh, yeah, remember the Secretary of State there, who the Republican that turned Democrat. The Secretary of State cahoots with the Fulton County tried to sweep this case under the big rug back last May, but ever since, the State Election Board has kept it going and revived it by just trying to follow the truth and follow the facts. And so what's happening now, in an unexpected development, because Fulton County tried to appoint its own monitoring team. I mean, the Democrats will stop at nothing, okay? To monitor the 2024 election, all as a result of this case, which found without any objection, even by the Secretary of State, that there were duplicate votes. Yeah, there was like 200,000. They just wouldn't admit that they actually were counted when we know they were. This was supposed to be the punishment, but they get to appoint their own monitoring team, which is totally insane. Well, because they did that, three members of the State Election Board just subpoenaed all the records from the 2020 so they can actually finish the investigation, so they can actually get to... And so that is some good news.
Just look at Arizona. Katie Hobbs made sure that in the red areas, all of the machines just malfunctioned.
Yeah, I know.
But not in the blue areas. And I think actually Carrie Lake won.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know, and she knows that's, you know.
And, boy, I wanted her to be the governor. And now she's running for the Senate seat, and I hope she makes it, because that woman shoots 50 caliber. I mean, she is something else.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's in Michigan, I remember... They opened a box truck, and in the back of that truck, as big as you could be, there, you know, to the Board of Elections, were boxes just filled from top to bottom, and right written in bold letters on the boxes were Biden ballots. Biden ballots,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
These were all fake, phony Biden ballots. So what did they do? They brought the police in to throw all the Republicans out, and then they boarded up the windows so they couldn't see what they were doing inside there. Unbelievable.
Oh, they will stop at nothing, and I think I don't know how close we are to civil war, and I hope we can keep our cool. And if we win, I think that will be fine, but we're in danger of... how close are we to World War III with China? And it's interesting times, but very dangerous. And I think that this is a good thing. I'm just getting on the air to talk about these rare earth elements, we have to get it. Now I know a lot more about them, but I can't talk about where this is or anything like that because everybody.
That's why I went out of my way not to mention where it was at. And
oh yeah, yeah, I know.
And here,
that's
yeah,
very good. Now is there? What do you think if they want to call you? If they want to talk to you? What number would you want to them to use?
Well, if they want to call me,
you get back to people.
They can call me at 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. Or they can also call if that line is busy. They can call 440-338-1036. That's 440-338-1036. And leave a message there.
Yes, and then if they want something, then you can call me, and I'll provide that with them for them, and whatever this takes. Now I have my younger brother is a doctor in Des Moines. And he can pick up the phone and talk to what's the guy's name, Chuck Grassley, and I'm going to have
Grassley's a good one. Yeah, that would be a very good place to start with Grassley.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
And Matt Gaetz is another one.
Oh,
would be a very, very good one
I will get my brother first of all to listen to this being on the air with you and then he can get Grassley to do that and maybe he has the ear of Trump. But this is a big deal being on the air. So I thank you for it. I mean that's really important because.
Well, I thank you for contacting me. It's very, very important we get this out because we got to use every weapon we have. We're up against the devil, you know.
I know it, and we did tonight, and I don't think there's anything more that. I can say that.
Well, that's okay because we're coming up to a break here anyhow, and then you might want to keep listening in because I'm going to be talking about Trump's lawyers are really going to be dropping a dime on the deep state there.
I will be listening to that. The only other thing I would want to say is that. James Franklin also discovered using the same NMRI satellite technology of a large oil deposit in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And Trump wants to, he's drill baby drill. Well, the Phillips Petroleum, now called Phillips 66, is in Houston, Texas. It's right in their backyard.
Yeah,
and they did. They came through before this new technology was around for Norway offshore, and they had gone. They were just about ready to give up drilling, and then they hit, and they hit something big out there, and it still produces. And this was quite a long time ago. So, I mean,
yeah.
this is where you get a large oil. And we can't tax our way out of this situation.
I know 35, that.
Is it 35 or 36 million trillion?
Trillion, yeah. Well, you know, the other thing, too, is what people don't know is the earth produces oil. The earth produces oil. You're up on that.
It's the upper portion of the mantle. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, well, we've been saying this for 50 years, but they keep saying it's... oil comes from a bunch of dead dinosaurs, but we're out of time for tonight. So thanks for being here, and keep in touch, and we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more, folks, so don't go away. A lot more to come. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.